Hello, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Celine.
So yesterday, Celine and I talked about two people, Ingrid and Felix, shopping for shoes, and they decided to go together. So now they've just found a store to walk into. Celine, which stores do you like to buy your shoes at?
There's one, but I'm not going to tell anyone. Okay, 为什么呢？因为啊，如果大家跟我抢鞋子怎么办呢？Yeah, I would be so sad if there's no shoes for me.
It's a secret. All right, let's check out today's article together.
I need a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see in a shoe shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Shoelace, tongue, eyelet, sole, heel, kitten heels, pumps, sandals, insole, sneakers, walking boots, leather shoes.Ingrid is looking at shoes. A clerk walks up to her.
Hi, can I help you?
I'd like to try these shoes on, but I don't like the color. Do you have them in black?
Yes, just over here.
Oh, they're a bit small. Do you have them in a size 9?
I'll go and look. Please wait a moment.
The clerk returns with a shoebox.Ingrid tries on the shoes.
What do you think?
I think I'll walk around in them for a bit.
There's a mirror over there.
Thanks.
Ingrid walks over to the mirror and looks at herself.
I'll take them. How much are they?
$3,500 NT.
What? Well, I really like them. I just hope I get this job.
Word power!
Clerk. Clerk.Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore. Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore. Try on, try on. Try, tried, tried. Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans? Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans?Moment, moment. Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment. Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment. Really, really. I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack.I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack.
All right, so Ingrid is walking around looking at her shoes, and the clerk walks up to her. The clerk, that's C-L-E-R-K, clerk.So the clerk is the person who's selling you your shoes. Sometimes he or she sits behind the counter, sometimes behind a stand, depending on the store. So a clerk can be at a shoe store, a bank, a hotel. Basically, a clerk could be in anywhere people sell things. So our sentence here is, Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore. Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore.
今天一开始呢，我们先看一下场景哦。 Ingrid 在看鞋子，那一名店员走向他， clerk 就是店员的意思，那在银行里的行员我们也可以说是 clerk， 那大部分店里的其实服务人员呢我们都可以称之为 clerk 啦。Mm-hmm. 那例句的意思呢就是 Barry 在书店当店员。
Alright, so when somebody walks up to you, it means they're walking forward in your direction. Let's take a look at the magic box to see how this verb is used.
Magic box, 找亮点。
跟你说，我今天在学校上英文课，老师要我们造句。I play basketball, you play tennis, he play baseball， 老师一直说我说错，我到底是哪里说错了呢？你看得出来吗？原来啊，在英文里面，当我们使用一般动词的现在式，在第三人称单数的时候，要记得变化哦。哎，等一等，等一等，谁是一般动词？谁又是第三人称单数啊？谁快来帮帮我吧！原来呀，所谓的第三人称单数呢，就是你我他的这个他咯。比方说呢，男生的他 he， 女生的他 she， 动物或是东西的他 it， 或者是呢一个人，比方说呢 John、 Mary 或者是丸尾冰淇。如果超过一个人的话呢，那就是复数咯。 OK， 注意到我们今天讨论的是第三人称单数。至于呢，我们刚刚讲到的一般动词要变化，一般动词呢指的就是像是我们日常生活常发生的看书 read， 打球 play， 跑步 run， 走路 walk， 或是吃饭 eat 等等。当我们呢遇到这些第三人称单数当主词的时候呢，我们一般动词现在是记得呢就要变化咯。最简单的变化呢就是在动词字尾加上 s， 例如呢我会说中文I speak Chinese， 他也会说中文。He speaks Chinese， OK， He speaks Chinese。注意到我们 speak 后面加上 s。我吃三明治 ，I eat sandwiches。他吃意大利面 ，She eats pasta。OK， 注意到我们 eats 后面加上 s。除了呢直接加上 s 之外，还有哪一些变化呢？马上带你来看到咯。首先要看到了，如果呢我们一般动词结尾是 sh 或者是呢 o 或者是 s 或是 x， OK， 注意到这几种结尾的时候呢，我们要加上的不是 s 而是 es。例如呢我们教学 teach， OK， T-E-A-C-H， OK， C-H 结尾呢一样，我们要加上 E-S， teaches， T-E-A-C-H E-S， OK， 洗东西 wash， W-A-S-H， 洗东西我们就变成 washes， W-A-S-H E-H， 或者是呢 go 很特别的呢 G-O， 我们后面加上 E-S， G-O-E-S goes， OK。 那至于呢我们结尾是 Y 的，我们呢记得要去掉 y 加上 ies， 比方说呢像学习这个单字 study， OK， 注意到我们就变成 s-t-u-d-i-e-s studies。 注意到呢有一个例外哦， play， play p-l-a-y， 注意到它结尾是 y， 但是呢我们要直接加上 s plays， 千万不要搞错咯。现在呢我们已经知道怎么变化了，那该怎么发音呢？首先有在无声子音之后的 s 应该要发音为 s， 例如呢我们煮饭的这个 cook， OK， cook 结尾是 k 无声子音，那我们 cooks， OK， 它呢就要发 s 的音。或者是呢 help， 我们的 p 结尾 helps， OK， 我们一样呢是 s 这个 s 的音。如果呢我们是在母音或者是有声子音之后的 s 呢，我们就要发音是 z， OK。 比方说哪一些字呢，像是 sell 卖东西的这个动词呢，我们就是 sells， 或者是呢来这边 come， OK， 我们呢是这个有声子音结尾，所以是 comes， 或者是呢离开 leaves， OK。最后我们加上 es 的时候呢，它的发音呢是 is， 比方说像刚刚看到这个 s 结尾的，我们说 pass 穿过，我们呢后面加上 es passes， OK， 或者是呢这个推 pushes。 所以下次呢要是再遇到第三人称单数的时候，千万别忘了我们一般动词现在是要记得加上 s 咯。
So the clerk is really kind and he says, Hi, can I help you? So when we shop in America, clerks are often more proactive, which means they just walk up to you and they're really friendly to see what you want because it's considered very good customer service. But uh-huh. in Taiwan, sometimes you go to a store and people are just on their phones or computer. They ignore you. They're talking to somebody else, their boyfriend or something. And then you have to ask them. You have to wave. But sometimes people don't really like clerks talking to them either. So, Celine, which one do you prefer?
喜欢什么样的店员吗？我觉得其实态度很重要。So sometimes I'd rather just walk around on my own because too much attention could be annoying, you know. But...Yeah, if it's a good kind of service, I would love that. Yeah. 所以太多关注也是蛮烦的。那课文里说，这个店员就走过来跟 Ingrid 说，你好，我可以帮你什么忙吗？
So then Ingrid says, I'd like to try these shoes on, but I don't like the color. So when we try something on, that's T-R-Y something and then O-N, try something on.So when we try something on, that's an idiom to mean that we're testing it out by putting on the shoe or the clothing. So we're not really sure that we like it yet, so we have to wear it and look in the mirror, take a picture, or ask a friend. So as a clerk, he or she can ask the customer, would you like to try these on? Or as a customer, Ingrid would say, I would like to try these on. So our sentence here is,Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans? Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans?
Ingrid 就回答说，我想要试穿这双鞋子，但是我不喜欢这个颜色。Try on 是今天的第二个 word power word，它其实是一个动词片语啦，意思呢就是说试穿。那例句的意思就是，你要不要试穿这件裤子，或者是那件牛仔裤？
So Ingrid wants another color. So she says, do you have them in black? So the pronoun them here refers to the shoes that she was looking at. So remember yesterday we mentioned that they're formal shoes, either pumps or kitten heels or something like that.
Ingrid 就说这双鞋你有黑色的吗 Them 这边指的就是鞋子那 in black 就是黑色的有黑色的版本 Have them in black.
I like black. They're easy colors.
I know.
Yeah, it goes with everything. So then the clerk says, yes, just over here. So he's pointing in that direction to show Ingrid where the shoes are.
店员就回说有哦，就在这边。那他应该就是指给 Ingrid 看，或者是说拿给他看这样子。
So Ingrid is now a little bit disappointed. She puts the shoes on. She says, oh, they're a bit small. Do you have them in a size 9? So when we say something is a bit something, it means just a little bit, not a lot.
Ingrid 就说哦，他们有点小，你有尺寸九号的吗？ Do you have them in black? 刚刚说过是有黑色的嘛？那要问有没有某个尺寸，我们可以说 Do you have them in a size? 然后后面是一个数字这样。
But we know that Ingrid is probably really tall because she wants them in size 9. So 9 is a tall person size. My feet are size 10, so I can't get any shoes in Taiwan. So 9 is around like 39 or 40 in Taiwanese shoe sizes. So Ingrid's probably like really tall. Celine, what size are you? Are you size 8?
Almost correct. I'm a size 7.5. Yeah, but...You are very tall, so it doesn't surprise me to know you wear size 10.
Super tall. That's why we film sitting down.
She's super tall. Yeah.
So the clerk needs to check the sizes, and so he says, I'll go and look. Please wait a moment. So that's a polite way to say, wait a minute. And the word moment is M-O-M-E-N-T, moment.So a moment is a very short period of time. We can say, please wait a minute, or please wait a moment, or even just, please wait when we'll be right back. So our sentence here is, Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment. Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment.
店员就说我去看看请等一下这个 moment 在这边指的是片刻那一小段时间的意思例句的意思就是说 Arnie 去厕所了他很快就会回来
So then the clerk comes and returns, or comes back, with a shoebox after a short period of time. So Ingrid tries on the shoes. Remember, we had the phrase, try something on earlier, and this is the same thing.
接下来场景就是说，这个店员带着一个鞋盒回来哦，那 Ingrid 就试穿那双鞋子。
So then the clerk asks her,what do you think? So he wants to know whether do they fit? Does Ingrid like them? Is it a good color?
店员就问他说，那你觉得怎么样呢？ What do you think?
So Ingrid is not very sure. She says, I think I'll walk around in them for a bit. Again, we have the phrase a bit, which I mentioned before, means for a second or a minute or a while. She wants to walk around the store a few times to see how they feel and how comfortable they are.
Ingrid 就回答说，我想我要穿着四处走一下。诶，对，这很重要，鞋子很重要，就是要好穿。那所以试穿的时候走一走就很重要啦。那这边的 a bit 讲的是时间， for a bit 就是像是 for a moment 这样，就是一下子，跟前面的 a bit small 是不一样的、哦、a bit 在 small 前面是用来修饰程度的，表示有一点怎样的意思。
So the clerk points to the mirror and says, there's a mirror over there. So mirror is the surface, the glass that reflects your image. So Ingrid needs to look at it, see if she likes the way the shoes look on her feet, whether it's a good shape, whether it makes her legs look long.
That's important. 这时候呢，店员就很尽责地跟他说，诶，那边有一面镜子。那当然是要照一下镜子看一下，对不对？你在买鞋子吗？
So then Ingrid looks and she's like, thanks. And then so she walks over to the mirror and she looks at herself.
Ingrid 就说谢谢以后呢，就走到这个镜子前面去看看自己穿起来的样子了。
She's looking and she's like, look pretty good. She says, I'll take them. So here the verb take means to buy, not to...take the shoes away from somebody. So this is a casual way of saying you will pay for something, you'll purchase it.
Okay, Ingrid 就说呢，我要买他们。那这边的 take 意思就是买了。那其实 take 这样的用法在不同的情境里呢，可能有不同的解释哦。例如你如果去什么收容所看猫咪、看狗狗啊，你可能看到一只，那你觉得很喜欢，你想要带回家养，你就可以说啊 ，take this one.
Oh.
对，其实我把它带回家养了。
So cute. So Ingrid asks, okay, how much are they? So I noticed something interesting about shopping culture in America and Taiwan, which is usually in American culture, we look at it and we're ready. So we're like, I want this. And then I ask, how much is it? In Taiwan, they walk in, they say, how much is this? Oh, 300, too expensive. And then they leave. So it's super different. So what do you notice about this culture?
I don't know. Does it have to do, like, price tags? Because maybe it's very clear in the U.S.
And
maybe not so clear in some of Taiwanese shops.
Maybe.
Yeah. 因为有时候呢，价格有标清楚就不用问嘛，对不对？那这时候，这个刚刚 Ingrid 就问店员说，那这双鞋多少钱呢？可能他已经准备要买了。
She likes it. And so the clerk says, 3,500 NT. Oh, that's expensive, right? Not that cheap.
Certainly is not cheap. 这时候呢，店员就回答说，是新台币3500哦。诶，真的不是太便宜啦。
So Ingrid's pretty shocked too. She's like, what? Oh, well, I really like them. So that's really, that's R-E-A-L-L-Y, really.Okay, so the word really is a word used to describe a lot or very. So if I say to Celine, you're very pretty, and that means you're really pretty, you're really smart. So it's the same as saying she's very pretty and very smart. So word power word sentence is, I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack. I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack.
Thank you.You're too kind.
Really pretty.
Okay, Ingrid 有点吓到，她说什么？好吧，我真的很喜欢这双鞋子。显然她是也觉得蛮贵的。那 really 是副词，意思就是非常、 很怎么样，用来做程度上的修饰哦。所以只有喜欢还不够，她是非常喜欢这双鞋呢。She really likes the shoes.
So then Ingrid adds, oh, I just hope I get this job. She's keeping her fingers crossed. When we do this, this means good luck. I really want to get this job. Good luck.
Yeah, Ingrid 这时候就开始自我安慰了。她说我只希望我能得到这份工作，简直就是在祈祷了，这样子。
Yeah. All right. Hoping. Good luck. All right. So that's it for today's shoe shopping article. Let's move on to our wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right. So for our wrap up today, we have these words here.And we can't see them. Well, you can see them. But we're going to put them on the table, shuffle them. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pick a word and describe it、uh-huh. while you and the other person, the other teacher, will also guess the word.、Mm-hmm. All right, Celine, go for it.
Okay. So it means、you put on something and you see if it...fits you.
Oh, so we are trying something on.
That's correct.
Yeah, did、
That's、
you get
so
it?
Smart.
All right, my turn.、Okay. Oh, this is the person who is selling you the shoes.
Oh, that must be the clerk.
Yay!
Clerk, C-L-E-R-K, clerk.
Yes, and you spelled it too, C-L-E-R-K.
Yeah, did I get a bonus?
2 points.
Okay, my turn. It's like something related to time, a short period of time.
Is it a moment?
That's correct.
M-O-M-E-N-T. And I just thought of the song Moment Like This. Do you guys know that song?
A moment like this.
Some people...I cannot believe I'm singing right now.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm too happy, yeah.
All right, last one. Okay, this one means very, very smart, beautiful, cool, lovely.
Okay, that must be really.
Yes, how do you、
really?
Spell that?
R-E-A-L-L-Y, really.
Ooh, yeah, all yeah. right. So that's it for today's wrap up. Hopefully you guys got the words too. We'll see you next time. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Celine.
Bye.
Bye.
I need a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see in a shoe shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does.Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Shoelace, tongue, eyelet, sole, heel, kitten heels, pumps, sandals,insole, sneakers, walking boots, leather shoes. Ingrid is looking at shoes. A clerk walks up to her.
Hi, can I help you? I'd like to try these shoes on, but I don't like the color. Do you have them in black?
Yes, just over here.
Oh, they're a bit small. Do you have them in a size 9?
I'll go and look.Please wait a moment.
The clerk returns with a shoebox. Ingrid tries on the shoes.
What do you think?
I think I'll walk around in them for a bit. There's a mirror over there. Thanks.
Ingrid walks over to the mirror and looks at herself.
I'll take them. How much are they?
$3,500.
What?
Well, I really like them. I just hope I get this job.
Clerk. Clerk.
Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore. Barry works as a clerk in a bookstore.
Try on, try on. Try, tried, tried. Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans? Do you want to try on these pants or those jeans?
Moment, moment. Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment. Arnie went to the bathroom. He'll be back in a moment.
Really, really. I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack. I really love cookies. They're my favorite snack.